Research and discovery are certainly important to the overall growth of a free society, and the way those discoveries are reported are equally critical to our ability to expand our knowledge and better our lives. Here at the University of Georgia, we're spoiled by an abundance of such information, and thanks to my colleague, science and research correspondent April Sorrow, we can share that information with you. Hi, April.
Hi, Chris.
Well, earlier this week, we learned of the passing of UGA journalism professor Barry Hollander. Dr. Hollander was a regular guest with us over the last couple of years, sharing his expertise on how media works to disseminate critical information and at times some, well, not so critical info. One of my personal favorites was about reporting in this age of immediate access and the use of social media.
Yes, Dr. Hollander was one of my favorite guests and, of course, my journalism professor. So I am excited that we're revisiting that interview today. Surprisingly, he didn't come from a stance of simply dismissing social media altogether as just a place for fake news and sensationalism. He definitely believed it had a place in the process.
We use social media for a lot of things journalistically. We use it to kind of as radar to what's going on. We use it to promote our own work. We use it to engage with our audience. But really, it's all about, sadly sometimes, clicks or viewers if you're on broadcast. But really, it comes down to sharing your stories, encouraging people, your audience, to share it to other people to get some kind of multiplying effect on our audience. The actual journalism itself has changed in much more subtle ways in terms of how we use data and how we report stories and the kinds of methods we're now willing to do. When before we insisted on face-to-face or phone, a lot of it's done now by direct message, texts, or messages via Twitter or Facebook.
And we know technology has changed the way we get information, more specifically how immediate that info is available, but does that also force journalists to change how they do things as well?
Absolutely. In fact, I asked Dr. Hollander about that, and he said the rise in the use of cell phones and news feeds has affected how journalists write. Here he is again.
Yeah, I think the writing, of course, has gotten shorter for a lot of reasons. One is just physical space in print products is smaller than it was. But writing has had to get tighter in part because of our cell phones, mobile devices. That's the way most people get their news today. We're having to write tight and to the point because we know people are consuming it on their iPhone or their whatever kind of device they have.
But even with speed being such an important element of reporting news today, Dr. Hollander didn't shy away from the traditional values of true journalism.
Yeah, that's the constant struggle, is getting the news out quickly before the competition does and getting it right. Verification, verification, verification. That's the key to all journalism. It's finding stuff out and telling stories about what's happening out there. So that remains the same. The thing we have to be careful now is verification and fact-checking, because we are running counter to an explosion of fake news. And I don't mean fake news as the way the president describes fake news. I mean fake news as stuff created purposefully to be wrong, but to influence people's opinions. That's different than journalism, which seeks out to verify the information. It is, in its essence, a discipline of verification.
Well, Dr. Hollander is certainly a voice that will be missed here at the university and specifically at the Grady College of Journalism, but wasn't it appropriate to watch the flow of tweets and Facebook posts pouring in from colleagues, current students, former students from around the world as the news of his passing hit social media?
Yeah, and I know Dr. Hollander, I feel like he was up there shouting, verify, verify, verify.
That's so true. Well, thanks, April, for this remembrance of one of our favorite guests here on Classic City Science, the late Dr. Barry Hollander of UGA's Grady College. Gone far too soon, but never to be forgotten. For WUGA and for my good friend April Sorrow, I'm Chris Shoup.